Now, today we're going to look at the name of Allah, which is known as Al-Dhahir. Al-Dhahir, the manifest one. See, when we look at the reality of the perfect human being, which is in the essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or if I can say the divine face turned towards the creation of both macrocosm and microcosm. See, macrocosm in essence is the universe as a whole, and the human being, or more precisely the perfect human being, is the microcosm. Now, both the microcosm and macrocosm are the two forms of divinity, the manifest zahir within the created order. But the reality of the perfect human being is the non-manifest, or the batin. Ibn Arabi writes, perfect human being is sought after for his or her own sake, since he or she is a manifestation of the form of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is both the manifest and the non-manifest. Now here we're looking at Al-Zahir. Remember the ayah of Surah Al-Hadid that we talked about, that is Surah number 57. There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wa al-awwalu wa al-akhiru wa al-zahiru wa al-batin, wa huwa bi kulli shayin alim. He is the first, the last, the manifest, the knower of hidden things, and he is aware of all things. Linguistically speaking, al-zahir is derived from dhuhur, which means manifestation or appearance. It means something hidden coming to appearance. It also conveys the meaning of a victor, somebody who's won. Now, this meaning occurs in the Qur'an if we look at Surah Al-Saff, that is Surah number 61, Ayah 14. If you look at the last bit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the last part of the ayah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, فَأَيَّدْنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَلَىٰ عَدُوِهِمْ فَأَصْبَحُوا ظَاهِرِينَ. We helped those who believed against their enemy, and they became the victors, or they became the uppermost as such. Now that's in a higher status or rank. Zahar also means the back, as opposed to batn, which is the stomach or the belly. So if we look at zahir as the opposite of what is batn, see, animals used to transport people and luggage on their backs. Their zahar, that is beasts of burden, whether it's used as a figure of speech or literally. Zahir is very strong. According to a hadith, there is no verse in the Holy Quran except that it has an apparent meaning and a hidden one. What is apparent is the wording, but what is hidden may be the meaning, or it may mean the recitation, comprehension and learning. So the meaning of al-zahir, if we look at the theoetic meaning of the attribute of zahir, it permits us to have one or more interpretations. Let's look at three. One, that he subdues creation. One, that he knows everything there is that is apparent, just as the next attribute which we will do on Monday, al-batin, means he knows everything hidden. And three, that he is al-zahir due to the abundance of the proofs and the enlightening evidence testifying to his glory. Suppose someone says that he is al-zahir, the evident one, the manifest one, the one about whom there can be no doubt entertained. Well, most people seem to doubt his existence nevertheless. So how can he be apparent or evident? See, he is only zahir if sought by the treasure of reason by way of deduction. His being obscure to many minds, despite being a zahir, is due to the intensity of such evidence. His being evident is the reason why he is obscure, and his light is the same that obscures his glow. Whatever exceeds its limit turns into its own antithesis. In other words, he is not apparent to the one who seeks to seek him by the physical senses. But in essence, he is apparent in everything. Everything we see, we hear, we touch, we taste, we think, everything without and everything within us is from Him. Everything is a proof of His existence. Everything says, I am nothing on my own. The one who made me, who keeps and maintains me, is my Creator. I am in need of Him every moment of my existence, every shape, every color, every taste, every perfume, every movement, every force, every quality that appears is from Him. It is His making, His gift, His bounty, His work. Now Allah is manifest in His attributes. One knows an artist from his artwork, a writer from his writing. If one does not see the setting sun, but sees its reflection in distant windows, and says that one has seen the sunset, that's not lying. If people see the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His creation within and without themselves and say, I have seen Allah, they are not lying. Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam was once asked, you worship a God that you do not see? And he said, I do not worship a God that I do not see. What he meant was, he saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from his heart, from the perception. He says, in everything I see Allah before it and after it and above it and below it. See, we're able to see only what is closest to us, and that which is closest to ourselves is ourselves. The human being is the best of Allah's creation. All creation is within the human being. If you and I see His perfect attributes in the perfect creation that we are, then we will see Allah, the manifest one. And this is where Iman becomes complete. That is why the Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ عَرَفَ نَفْسَهُ فَقَدْ عَرَفَ رَبَّهُ. One who has recognized himself has recognized his Rabb. By extension, one who has seen himself has seen his or her Rabb. The apparent and the hidden are also in the human being. Our form, our words, our actions and our work are manifest, but our feelings and thoughts are hidden. People are not what they are only because of what is manifest in us. We may grow big, small, we may even lose our limbs, but our essence, our identity that is which us, that which is constant, is hidden in us. Yet this identity becomes manifest through our actions, through the evaluation of the quality of our actions. Now, how do I apply it to my life? The application is to ensure that the manifestation of my inner being reflects my connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember when the companions asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He said, the one when you see reminds you of Allah. When they speak reminds you of Allah. When they act it reminds you of Allah. In other words, to be Allahi in all we do. If you have a sincere desire, a hajat as you might want to call it, and you're trying hard to realize it, to actualize it, then recite 2 rakats of salah with that niyyah. And then after your 2 rakats salah, recite the 3rd ayah of Surah Al-Hadid that we talked about. هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم 145 times. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will actualize, will make manifest your desire. Reciting this name often also enables one to see things which were previously hidden. If you have a difficulty and don't seem to be able to find the solution, then after your Isha Salah, pray an extra 2 rakats of Salah and recite Ya Zahiru 1006 times, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the solution of the problem manifest. Inshallah ta'ala, He will do so.